So Beyonce's dad, if this story is true, he is dirty, dirty, dirty. Of course, we told you yesterday that he had another woman file a paternity suit on him. She's 30 years old. She supposedly got pregnant in 2010, the same year Tina divorced him. How about this young girl? She was 26 when she got pregnant. Is friends with Solange, Matthew Knowles' daughter. She was her stylist. They hung out at clubs together. She got pictures with the girl. So maybe she's more of an associate, but still.
Too close.
Well, yeah, that's how he got her.
And they say Matthew knew they were friends. Solange, of course, did not. Dirty dog, if that story's true. Chris Brown is often seen throwing up gang signs and posting some gang symbols on IG and like some gang lingo. But he claims he's not in a gang. However, a gang member told TMZ they cool with him throwing it up because he's paid his dues in the hood.
What?
Now, we've known Chris Brown since he was like 14 years old. You think?
Yeah, well, paid his dues.
I get it.
He puts a lot of gang members in his videos.
Maybe they watched him, kept him safe in prison.
Or gave them tickets to one of his concerts.
Paid. I get it.
His videos.
In ratchet reality news, we know Real Housewives of Atlanta star Apollo got 8 years in prison. Well, his castmate and frenemy, Kenya Moore, coincidentally tweeted after his sentencing, "You can't kick somebody while they're down, even if they fail trying to trip you."
Wow.
She said, "Offer them a hand instead. # kill them with kindness." So, Kama did an interview about Erykah Badu's, I don't know if I could say this, I'll just tell you. He says, I'm going to quote him. "Yeah, the Badu box is real. Man, it could take you to another universe."
Wow.
Nah, but seriously, she's that when you meet somebody that's real special and you're like, man, this woman's got... She's got something else, man. It ain't just sex. It ain't just the looks. It's just, man, something that's kind of like spirit-wise where you're like, yeah.
She whipped him.
Yeah. She whipped
man,
him.
She put it on
But
him.
Did y'all know it was called the Badu Box?
No.
Well, that's his name for it.
Right. No, I think everybody.
But, I mean, we shouldn't be super surprised. You saw what happened with Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Common. So.
Yeah. There's something up with her.
Yeah, she leave them open.
I think it's the Texas women, those Dallas women.
What happened with you?
We do something with them. I did the same thing to my husband. We call it the Freedy Box. In movie news, we know the Annie remake is coming to theater soon. Well, Willow Smith, she was a shoo-in for the role of Annie.
Right.
She tells Teen Vogue it was her intuition and something inside her steered her against it. Maybe because you're almost 20. I don't know. Probably outgrew
it. She's like 14.
Well, I think she's 14. I think she outgrew it, though. So in music news, really quickly, Iggy Azalea's Fancy is number one again on the Billboard charts.
You know the big thing about Willow?
What?
That's a family of winners. She don't want to lose.
She can't lose.
She
saw
what happened with that movie with her brother and her dad.
But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That was devastating.
Annie can't lose.
Jamie Foxx.
Annie won't lose. It won't. Have you seen the?
And Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, it's
Annie, it looks like it's gonna be good.
Oh, it's gonna be good. Plus, it's Annie. Every girl from 6 to 13 mm-hmm. is gonna go see that movie.
The young kids, do they know Annie?
They're going to.
Well, if the sun comes out.
I'm out of
tomorrow.
You know what? Y'all give me tricks, not treats.
Life
I'm out of Freeze. That's all I have to wear for more stuff. Go to the rest of our morning show.com.
Thank you, girl.